This afternoon, a federal jury in North Carolina found in favor of the Food Lion grocery store chain in its landmark suit against ABC News. The jury found that two primetime live producers committed fraud, trespass, and breach of loyalty and duty. The producers got jobs at Food Lion and then used hidden cameras to document unsanitary conditions at the stores. It was the second major court decision against ABC News this week. NPR's Adam Huckberg has been following the Food Lion trial. He joins us now. Adam, I understand that the judge said that the jury could not award damages on the basis of lost business. Can you explain what kind of damages are involved here?
Well, Food Lion had suggested that it would seek as much as $2.5 billion worth of damages from ABC. The ABC story that aired on the television program Primetime Live used hidden camera video that was shot by two ABC producers who got jobs inside Food Lion stores. The tape allegedly showed unsanitary conditions inside those stores. After those pieces aired, Food Lion lost a lot of business. They say that they lost billions of dollars in business. Their stock price fell. They were forced to close some stores. And Food Lion wanted to seek from ABC billions of dollars to get reimbursed from that. The judge said that that would not be allowed in that case. He said that Food Lion could seek limited damages, basically related to the news-gathering techniques that the employees used, but not the billions of dollars that the supermarket chain wanted.
So the judge wanted to relate the did not want to relate the damages to the information that ABC uncovered in this operation.
Right. The judge is saying that the damages can relate to the news-gathering techniques. For instance, these two ABC producers who got jobs inside the Food Lion stores, well, Food Lion might be able to seek some damages for what they paid those producers in salary or for some other losses from the time that they were inside the stores. The jury will also be able to decide on punitive damages that Food Lion might collect from ABC. The jury will come back a week from Monday to start looking at those questions.
What about this? The jury also held several of ABC News' lawyers responsible. What is that?
That was an unusual aspect of this case. Not only did the jury find that the two producers who worked undercover in the Food Lion stores were guilty of fraud and trespassing, but they also cast a much wider net. They also found that fraud was committed by the executive producer of Primetime Live and a pair of lawyers at ABC who authorized the story and gave the producers legal advice throughout their reporting process were found to have broken the law as well.
Now, earlier this week, ABC lost a libel suit in Florida, but in this case, Food Lion was not suing for libel.
Food Lion never challenged in court whether the report on ABC was true. ABC alleged all kinds of problems with sanitary practices inside Food Lion stores. Food Lion never said, at least in court, that those charges were untrue. Now, Food Lion did say in other forums, through news releases to the news media and interviews and in forums like that, they did say that those charges had no merit. But as far as their court case, they were looking not at the truthfulness of the charges that ABC made. They were just saying that ABC broke the law in their news-gathering techniques. You mentioned the earlier case. That was a case in Florida where ABC lost a $10 million libel award, a case involving a savings and loan executive who said that the ABC program 2020 had portrayed him as a crook. That's a little bit different case because in that case, as a libel award, it actually questioned the truthfulness of ABC's story.
ABC argues that this will have a bad effect on undercover news-gathering very quickly.
We're hearing a lot of different opinions on that from people in the journalistic community. Some people say that this case will have a chilling effect on future investigative reports. Others are saying that those investigative reports attract such a large audience that they can't imagine that any news organization, at least not a large, deep-pocketed one like ABC, would stop doing them.
Thanks very much. NPR's Adam Huckberg reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.